We'll continue to see increasing sunshine across interior New York and New England today, with a westerly breeze increasing at times over 20 miles per hour. Still, it'll be relatively mild, with highs reaching the middle and upper 40s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, with high pressure building in, a continued west to northwest wind pushing temperatures back down into the 20s. This will lead us to a sunny day tomorrow with high pressure in control. We'll still have that northwest breeze adding to a chill, and temperatures will be back into the middle and upper 30s. Staying dry on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds bumping it back into the lower 40s. Over the weekend, we'll start to see a system emerge out of the Gulf of Mexico and head in our direction. Clouds will be on the increase late Friday night, and by Saturday morning, a good chance at some cold rain or wet snow, especially across the higher terrain of the Catskills and Litchfield Hills. As we get through the day on Saturday, most everyone will change over to a cold rain, but some wet snow will persist through the afternoon in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains as temperatures climb into the middle and upper 30s. A cold pool of air aloft will pivot through the Great Lakes and into the region on Saturday night and Sunday. This will change any remaining precipitation back over to snow or snow showers, depending on what's left. Temperatures on Sunday afternoon will be in the middle 30s. On Monday, we'll bounce back into the mid-40s for afternoon highs. Sunshine with high pressure will dominate, although clouds will be on the increase by late in the day in advance of the next front, which will arrive on Tuesday. Behind the front, it'll be windy and turning colder with scattered rain and snow showers as temperatures on Tuesday drop back through the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, locally heavy rainfall will continue from the Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley into the Tennessee and Ohio valleys today. Combined with a melting snowpack, the rain could result in flooding for parts of the Tennessee Valley and Appalachians. Flash flood advisories and warnings have been issued for localized areas, along with flood watches heading into the end of the week. Meanwhile, precipitation will continue to spread inland over the western U.S. today ahead of a front approaching the coast. Moderate to heavy rain will be possible along the coastal ranges, but the boundary should dissipate before moving inland, which will keep precipitation totals light over the Intermountain West and northern to central Rockies. And tropical cyclone Pam is located approximately 650 miles northwest of Fiji and intensifying rapidly with 120-mile-per-hour winds and gusts to 150 miles per hour. The cyclone has tracked slowly south-southwestward over the past 6 hours and is expected to stay well to the west of Fiji. Winds are expected to increase, though, and gusts up to 200 miles per hour are possible by tomorrow night as Pam brushes by the Vanuatu island chain. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 2 below zero at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the lower 50s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low 24. The record high 70 set in 1977, and the record low 10 below zero in 1939. Sunrise this morning at 7:15 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:57 p.m., 11 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine and breezy through the afternoon, with highs reaching the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, breezy, and mild this afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and breezy this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine, breezy this afternoon with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine through the afternoon, breezy with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s on Friday. Rain and wet snow likely on Saturday in the mid to upper 30s. Snow showers or a general light snow on Sunday with highs in the mid 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Monday back into the mid 40s. And temperatures falling through the 30s with an increasing wind and rain and snow showers on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.